Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the 5-Minute Miracle provided by Beyond Purpose. My name is Stephanie, and today we're going to take 5 minutes to focus on how to use our imagination. In order to reach into the depths of what our imagination can provide, I want to ask you to step into a silent space. If you have a space in your home or office where you can detach from distractions, go there now. If not, stand or sit where you are with purpose. Get comfortable with your feet firmly on the floor. Close your eyes and take a nice, deep breath and hold. Now, let it out. Take another deep breath. Notice the coolness and purity of the air coming in. And hold it. Now release the breath out. Take one more focused, deep breath. As you exhale this time, make the intention that your breath will help push away all internal and external distractions. Wonderful. Our concentration today is on our imagination. Our imagination is a gift that allows us to conceive of situations, people, and circumstances that have not happened yet. We can use our imagination to our benefit or to our demise. If you have a pattern of thinking that uses imagination as a way to worry, you always seem to question why things go wrong in your life. You may say things to others, such as, "That's impossible. I can't do it. This always happens to me." But let's reimagine imagination. First, let's recognize that you have the gift of imagination within you. It is a wonderful gift to have, and every single person, including you, has it. And as much as it can be used for bad, it can be used so much more for good. Using your imagination means focusing only on thoughts that make you feel good, that make you whole, and that make you the reflection of love that you want to give to the world. Ask yourself these questions. What makes me feel good? What makes me feel complete? How can I show love to others? Take the time to think about these questions today. And allow your imagination to fill with thoughts of your desired life. Write them down and plan on how to make them happen. It is your time to take your imagination out of your head and make it a part of your everyday reality. Take it one day at a time. One idea at a time. you can have anything you want. You can have anything you want. This is Beyond Purpose, bringing you your 5-minute miracle. Have a wonderful day.
Assalamu alaikum, family, peace and blessings. I pray that all is well and everyone is in the best of health and spirits. This is your sister, Sister Denise Renee Muhammad, coming on live tonight for another edition of the Health and Wellness Power Hour with myself and my co-host, Brother Sean Ali. We are going to be delving into the topic tonight, Health Solutions for the Black Nation, and how anger is affecting our health, and we're going to talk about solutions. And I'm going to bring on my brother Sean Ali, who is an author of 10 books, a health and wellness scientist. He studies intensively and researches the best information to present to us. So without further delay, because we want to bring on our sister in a few minutes, our guest tonight, Sister Fatima X. Cole, but I'm going to bring on Brother Sean. Brother Sean, are you there?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Peace and blessings, family, the audience, and Sister Denise, Sister Fatima. This is going to be an electrifying show, because our sister, man, just got energy. And she going to be sounding like the female version of me. I got this one. I'm ready to sit back and get my notes on and you know, and especially from, we all have our unique gifts and skill sets that are our gifts from God. And to be able to have a way to express that, especially when we want to heal and help our own people, man, and I know we are just as happy to invite our sister and let her get her voice out, no matter who's listening, because she was, when we building our audience, she was one of the consistent listeners that came, and man, I can't wait to hear what you got to say. It's going to be awesome. So this is going to be that anger, and I definitely am going to need some pointers, because, as you know, Sister Denise, I talk about my road rage all the time, you know.
Yes,
welcome everybody, and you can go ahead and bring her on. How are you going to bring her on, sis?
Okay, yes, sir. So we have our sister, Sister Fatima X. Cole. She has been a student of the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad since 1982, she says her first real form of employment started with the Governor's Council for Disabled Persons and moving on to another sector called Rehabilitation Services Commission is where she caught a glimpse of how her life should be dedicated to helping others to know themselves, to love themselves, and be who God created them to be. Additionally, she has studied the science of metaphysics, the art of feng shui, residential planning, computer programming, paralegal studies, and she is currently studying wealth building through the Wealth Builders Worldwide Academy. Sister Fatima's dream and desire is to continue living her divine purpose by developing a Keep It Moving foundation for the hopeless, the helpless, and the homeless. Her goal is to develop the love and truth of God alive within herself, thereby being an enlightened example of God's goals for the people, for others. So without further delay, I'm bringing on Sister Fatima X. Cole. Assalamu alaikum, sister.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Wa alaikum salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Greetings to both of you. Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm honored because you two are the dynamic duo team.
afraid.
So I'm so honored to be a guest here and speak with you guys. And we won't, you know, hold up anything. I'll try my best to go right into it. Where our topic tonight is anger. And just to kind of get us on in going with it, anger, as I've looked it up and kind of researched it just for us tonight, is an intense emotional response. It's an emotion that involves a strong, uncomfortable, and hostile response to a perceived provocation or hurt or threat. Anger can occur when a person feels that their personal boundaries are being or are going to be violated. And some have learned, you know, tendencies to act out anger through our conditioning, our programming, through the environment that we grow up in. And, you know, sometimes also anger has been prolonged in our lives and it has become a habit. And so what I've learned is that a lot of times you don't have to have another person, you know, in your midst to make you angry or to provoke you to being angry. Some people just wake up angry. You know, and so when we get those habits and we don't realize how those habits are detrimental to us, we just continue to go along that path. And, you know, through constant programming, through constant conditioning, through constant situations that where we don't know how to handle our feelings of anger or frustration or hostility. We don't know how to just calm our mind and calm ourselves down or count to 10 or we feel that sometimes we feel that is our right. It's incumbent upon us to be angry. And I get that too, you know, because a lot of us feel, you know, through the treatment or the mistreatment, you know, we've become very angry over the trials and tribulations that we've been, you know, forced to have to go through. And, you know, we get that. However, on a day-to-day, which is, you know, what I'm kind of zeroing in on a day-to-day, how we can manage our own energy, because basically, you know, our emotions and feelings is energy. And being that we are the highest form of God's creation, we are the highest form of intelligence, and intelligence is energy. So we want to be able to master, because that's our ultimate goal, is to master the manipulation or the equalizing of our energy, because our ultimate goal is to maintain balance. You know, we don't want to go too far to the left, too far to the right. We just want to kind of stay balanced, because anger can be used in a good way as well.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, because we don't want to just throw anger out and you're like, oh, no, we can't have anger in the house. No, we don't. We want, because anger basically prepares you for a situation that you may have to encounter. You may have to defend yourself. You may have to fight, you know, flight, run away, you know, so to speak. But on a day-to-day basis, I want us to try our best to kind of zero in and understand how when we just become angry or when we wake up angry, how we're just dumping different poisons into our system. And just to kind of, you know, slow down a little bit here, one of the chemicals or one of the chemicals that are produced are through our thinking is called chemical messengers. And epinephrine is one of the chemicals that's produced from anger. It's also called adrenaline. And just to kind of give you the book definition of epinephrine, it's attributed to a sudden burst of energy. In actuality, epinephrine is one of the chemicals rapidly produced by the adrenal gland when a person experiences frustration, anger, or any form of stress. Now, as I had mentioned earlier, on the opposite end is where you have a lack of epinephrine. It's called non-epinephrine. And that's produced
from the adrenal and medulla and related to alertness. But there's also, we have to understand too, like a person who's depressed, when you don't have that natural reproduction of these particular chemicals from your brain, you can become depressed, and you're like sitting on the couch, you're now lacking that energy, because remember we said it was energy. You're lacking that energy to get up and do something. You know what I mean? Get up and move forward. So now you're in that depressed state, and that's also a danger. So as I mentioned, you know, we want to stay balanced. So now what I wanted to kind of bring out, this is something really important that I wanted us all to know. Now, what I found really interesting is that the chemical that is produced from anger is also the same chemical that is produced from fear. Now, I found that to be very powerful. I'm like, okay, wow. I never realized that myself, you know, so... These are things that how we need to learn how to protect ourselves, and how a lot of situations that come at us in the Nation of Islam, we have a title for persons who deliberately try to break your peace. They're called agent provocateurs. And in our everyday life, there are people who may not necessarily have a mission, but they still are provocateurs. You know, when they wake up every morning, they set out to just break the peace of some other unsuspecting victim. You know, and so, and because we are under a spiritual attack, we don't sometimes always want to own up to that, but we are under spiritual attack. And what we must understand in our protecting ourselves is we are basically opening up our minds to be aware, you know, and in our awareness, we're able to recognize if someone is deliberately trying to impede upon our space, our peace of mind. If someone is deliberately trying to do that, then you understand that you don't have to react. You have a choice. Okay. And
right.
So in that sense, and also even if things just happen out of not being deliberate, you still have a choice. You just want to know that you want to see yourself. One thing I did come across in my study for this is that as we see ourselves, how we see ourselves should be how God sees us, how Allah sees us, you know. Mm. And in what kind of prompted us me to come in last week was that when, you know, you got all of these different reports that people do, and along with that, then I also came in encountering another report that was given to me where, you know, often we have this life expectancy. Someone is telling us, okay, we have deemed based off of all of the different parameters that we've studied, you have a life expectancy of this, that, or the other. And what we have to do is begin to not necessarily see those reports as factual, but maybe, you know, those are some guidelines, but we have to also protect our minds and our spirits, because in our subconscious mind, when we read those things and we take in that information, it's also setting us up in sort of speak, because if someone comes and says to you, your life expectancy is this, that, or the other, when the subconscious mind accepts that as true, then, you know, when you get around that age, you start looking, you know, for the death to knock on your door. And so we've got to begin to, you know, block out these different states of thinking. You know, I heard being a part of Wealth Builders, we have a session every morning. It starts at 10:45. But the one thing I love about the session is it shares knowledge. And that's what it says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And so when we educate ourselves into all of the different spiritual attacks or to all of the different ways we are attacking ourselves, not even if no one is around, how we become victims of our own mind. There's Les Brown. He was one of the speakers, I think, yesterday, and he said mind sight. You know, in our mind, we see ourselves a certain way, or we see our future as it unfolds. So as we feed our minds with the proper knowledge, then we begin to see ourselves in the proper way. You know what I mean?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true. And I had in your opening statement, I had two questions I wrote down in your opening statement. Because you said two things that really sparked to me when you said we wake up angry. So a question was to you, would this make that anger addictive?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And why they keep wanting to wake up angry?
Well, a lot of times, too, we develop habits in, like I said, we've developed those habits from our upbringing, our environment that we grew up in. We see our parents or loved ones or people in our environment doing certain things. Once you see that and you start doing it, it becomes a habit. And then because we're not as grateful and thankful, we don't understand, like, the spiritual realms of certain qualities or certain aspects of who we are as God's images of God, and how we don't ascend. You know, like, there is ascension levels in our spirituality that you when you do certain things, you reap the benefits of those spiritual acts. And grateful is one of those acts. When you're grateful, you wake up bouncing, happy, free
right.
from you know what I mean? Free from low self-esteem, free from hating life. Because when you're thankful and grateful to the Creator of the Most High for waking you up, you wake up, you spring up, you want to meet the world, you want to see what adventure is going to take place today, you know. And then a lot of times, you know, when we have become hopeless and helpless, and eventually a lot of us, because of these different ills or diseases, we become homeless. And, you know, we all know that home is where the heart is. So in that sense, you know, when we don't love ourselves, we become depressed, and we don't see the value of ourselves. We don't know how to protect ourselves. And a lot of times we give up. And, you know, that kind of, I guess that, I think, hopefully that answers, you know what I mean, with the question that you asked, Brother Sean.
Oh, no, I mean, I'm doing, yeah, because anger, because it's, like you said, it's energy, and you're going to have positive or negative. No energy means we're dead. So our energy flow is going to be on positive or negative, or it'll fluctuate back and forth. So those that wake up, like you said, wake up angry, energy associated, like you say, with that anger, and then the hormones, the chemical messengers, the chemical response, as well as the electrical response. So, in over time, because I'm 44, I should, you know, I can control how I wake up because I'm an adult, so I'm well in control of my emotions, whether I know it or not. And that was the second question I had, is would our anger also be rooted in lack of knowledge of self? Because that was off your opening statement. I had wrote those two questions down when you opened up. Because, like you said, you mentioned us waking up angry. And I know a person that doesn't know themselves, that is a great cause of being angry.
Oh, yeah, and that frustration
right. And
not knowing where to get an answer to all of this. Mm-hmm. You feel that lack. You feel something. You feel unfulfilled, and you're angry about it. And especially you get angrier by the days when you're not able to link up with the fulfillment of, you know, whatever it is. Like I was also a part of a conversation. I was listening. I didn't participate, but I was listening. And a lot of times, you know, as single, when you're single, a lot of people are expressing that they're becoming frustrated and angry over the fact that they can't find a mate. A given example of the gentleman that, and I hate to repeat, you know, negative stuff, but this is kind of important because, see, we have to get to the point where we're mastering and maintaining ourselves long before situations get way so far out of hand. And that is the just most recent incident where the guy, he walked up in a church, or he was in a church and he murdered or he shot down 26 people and injured 22 other ones. And come to find out, it was because he had lost his job. So he had become so angered over losing his job that he decided that he would express himself in that way. And so, you know, like you when you live in life, you know, along my journey, I've looked and I've seen a lot of areas that people become very angry and frustrated in is when they can't find a mate to share life with, their money. Now, the one thing you want to really make somebody angry about is mess with their money. And, you know, let's see, what was the third one I had in mind? Oh, you know, family. You know, so these are some of the areas where people and, you know, people just get really angry and lose control, you know. And you just, unless like Brother Sean, you mentioned, like, you know, when we don't have the proper knowledge, unless we seek out the knowledge to be able to feed our minds and to reassure ourselves that everything is going to be fine, everything is going to be okay, then, of course, we lose hope and we begin to go towards the negative as opposed to being calm and, you know, and staying in the positive state of mind.
Right. Of course,
anger, you know, you have all different kinds. You have levels of anger. I think I had expressed that to a brother on my Facebook. You have levels of anger. I'm not trying to be, you know, a psychologist or anything like that, but in dealing with those real severe cases of anger. However, I also do know that I believe that there's no incurable diseases, only incurable people.
True. I mean, but sis, let me tell you this. It's all right to be a psychologist on our show, because one thing I learned, this is for the listening audience. I've said this before. When these white scientists and doctors go in looking for a cure, they're not looking to cure mankind, because when you study science, you know everybody is different.
Right.
So they're not they discovered vitamins to cure scurvy and all of these other white people diseases. Nobody else had scurvy but them, because they didn't have vitamin C or the citrus fruit. So when we're looking at the psychology books, we can use the format, but we have to understand that they were studying white people's minds, not the mind of the original man that has melanin and balance and soul and a spirit and that doesn't want to kill their mama very easily. So
we have to,
when those of us that have that knowledge and that ability, we have to look back and psychoanalyze ourselves. And we don't need their degrees. We just have, because like you said, we in that, where we talking about it now. So it's got you. So this is a very important issue that we talking about in 2017 out of all of the hundreds of years we've been here, because their books, they don't recognize slavery, the effects of slavery. They barely accept a black psychologist diagnosis of black people.
And so we have to do it for ourselves.
That's why I say go do it. by all means, psychoanalyze us. Dude, you one of us. You know that, and cause like, and like you say, I like the numbers. Like I said tonight earlier, the numbers that they give us on the statistics, that's white people looking at us living in their society. And they saying, if you continue to live in my society, you only going to live this long. That's
right.
The underlying great cause for separation. We need to look, we only can live to 78 in their world. Man, let's go.
Right.
Exactly.
Now that's so frustrating and so like, I mean, really? I can only live 75 years according to you.
Right.
And they give the black woman they give the black woman a little bit longer years. It's for the black woman is 83 years. And
wow.
For the black man is 75 years. And so when we began to look at these or buy into these frames or states of thinking, we have to throw that out because we're connected to a knowledge that is infinite. Of course, we ain't gonna live forever, but we have the ability to determine how long we gonna live. Nobody has the right to determine for us how long
exactly.
we can live.
Right.
And, you know,
right.
on all of these different diseases and sicknesses and illnesses, we have to take back control over our own lives so that we can determine what we want to go through. So, like, if I don't want to catch a cold for 5 years, okay, I don't want to catch a cold for 5 years.
Right. Right.
Or 10
right.
years, however long. You know, I don't,
mm-hmm.
I eat, if I say that I have committed to a certain path, a certain flow or a certain programming, see, programming, like the principle in my studies of being a computer programmer, the principles of being programming is you have what is called a flow chart. And one step leads to another. In order for you to get your flow chart or your the program to work as it's supposed to, it has to follow a certain path, a certain flow. So one step leads to the next step, and you can't miss a step because the program won't flow. So now
right.
in our programming, you know, in our programming of our thinking, we've got to stop being programmed by a thinking that's meant to destroy us.
Right.
You know, or limit us. You
right.
know, because see, we may not, you know, of course, in the study and understanding how Willie Lynch came into play, he said, take the shackles off of our behind and put them on our mind. Okay, so they don't want to necessarily destroy you, but they want to make sure you can be used.
Exactly. That was the only way.
And we want freedom. We want complete and total freedom.
Right.
Right.
We don't
right.
want to be here and just get like it's a privilege to be here so that we can be used. We don't. That's not acceptable neither.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And like you said with the anger, a lot of us, we feel entitled to our anger.
Yeah.
Because here I am in a hostile America, woo. So I'm entitled to be angry, not
right.
knowing the side effects that come
yeah.
with that anger and too much of it. Where
yeah.
you don't, like you say, you don't have that balance. You're not balanced.
Right.
You're too angry. You angry every day. You just
yeah.
woke up. You're not happy to be up. Wake, open your eyes.
Right.
You mean you
right.
angry because your eyes opened up? That's why you gotta
exactly.
be angry because your eyes opened up. So that's something.
Wow.
I don't know myself, so I don't know that. No matter what it is I'm going through, or it's only what I think I'm going through, because as soon as
mm-hmm.
I change my mind, I'm not going through it no more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that lack of knowledge, man, sis, I'm glad you done sparked some good jewels for us tonight, And like I say, with
Inshallah.
That.
Praise be to Allah.
Yeah, oh, praise God.
Because this is a serious thing, because I look at black people in particular, and I'm not saying that white people aren't angry either, because it was a white guy that shot those people in that church. But what I'm saying is because, see, we still are in each other's environment, and energy, it moves around, if you ever watch that movie. that movie with Denzel Washington falling, what did he do? He touched people and he transferred that energy. Another person and they transfer that energy. And when you understand how energy is transferred, we are in each other's environment. So we're picking up the energy of other people that don't belong to us. And if we don't know how to keep it from affecting us, we become a victim. We become angered, and we don't even know why. Okay, dude. Where did I get that from? Okay, well, even if you pick it up, because we are in each other's environments, then we have to understand how to de-stress, how to de-anger, how to get ourselves out of that. So I have a couple things that I want to add or share. Like the first thing I have here, the first step is first, according to this, it says take ownership, take responsibility for your anger, and be willing to feel it. Don't be in denial. In other words, understand that it exists and understand it has its benefits, but it also has its detriment too. And you have to know when and when not to use it. Waking up every morning is not the normal or the most beneficial time to use it, because you're saying to yourself that I woke up angry and I didn't thank Allah for waking me up. The first thing I did was to become angry over what happened yesterday. Or I had a bad dream, or, I just wasn't thankful for waking up. Some people didn't wake up, and so we've got to be more thankful. And here it says, right. Take responsibility for your anger and be willing to feel it. This allows you to connect with it and begin to transform it into positive energy, okay? So when we judge our anger as bad or wrong, we repress it unconsciously. And that's why it's important to change the definition of your emotions, realizing that this truth is to begin to lift you out of the anger as opposed to repressing it. So, yeah, that's kind of important. I felt like that was really important, because a lot of times, even if we have anger and we don't know how to get rid of the anger and we repress it, it still is not good. It's not healthy, because you're not owning it. Like, you're not owning it and you're not releasing it. You got to own it first and then release it, so to speak. Okay,
and
now the next step is...
become a ticking time bomb.
Yes, you can become a ticking time bomb because you're repressing it down and trying to, pretend to the world that, oh, I'm happy, but deep down inside you're not. Oh, I got it under control, but deep down inside you don't. And, okay, now the second step is to express your anger by writing in a journal. Now, this I found was really good. I have first came into contact about writing in a journal from Inyala Van Zandt in the book In the Meantime. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that book. But in the meantime, she goes into detail as to what the importance is of getting a journal, as opposed to allowing all of those feelings and emotions and thoughts to just go uncontrollably around in your head. Get those thoughts and write them on paper, or put them in your journal, so to speak. And it's the same principle that is used, that when you have a goal, or if you have a desire that you want to manifest in your life, it's the same thing. Write it down. All of the billionaires and people of prosperity, they all say basically the same. And when it comes to that, write it down so that it's basically looking back at you, or it's basically you're giving form and shape to it. And, okay, so now the next thing here, The third step is to forgive yourself and others to help release the anger. Now, this, it says here, is this vitally important step. It involves using your imagination to unhook the negativity from your mind. Your subconscious mind does not know the difference between something that you imagine and something that really happened to you. Remember a time when you sat in a movie theater, and then it goes on to say, you know, it gives you an example. But, you know, you guys can think of a time, right?
Right.
That you were able to imagine yourself, involving your negativity from your mind. It's basically just kind of saying, well, I'll go ahead and read it. Remember a time when you sat in a movie theater and the scary images on the screen caused you to feel panic, fear, anxiety? Intellectually, you knew you were safe, surrounded by other people, but subconsciously, your mind didn't distinguish between those images on the screen and what was reality.
Right.
So how even that the when we got the 5 minutes of when this call started, I thought that was excellent, because 5 minutes before the call started, it gave us that time to do that 5 minute imagining.
Right.
That was lovely. I like that.
Right. Exactly. Because. Yeah. And it works for me, because even though we've been doing this show for a while, I still get the butterflies on it. So when that 5 minute come on, it's like a, whew, oh yeah, the 5 minutes. I got 5 more minutes, and I get so.
Right.
And like you said, it's that emotional part of the brain is part of that fight or flight, the self preservation. So it's instantaneous, and if we don't know how to slow it down and intercede, it can override our rational brain, and we will get lost in that emotion.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because of the endorphins and the electricity that is associated with it is carrying us, and we don't that lack of knowledge. And like you say, writing it down is an excellent idea of a way of how we can recognize the triggers. So we can recognize, right. Now you go back and look at your writing, you can see what pissed you off. And now you can avoid that, because you're avoiding that toxic anger. You're not angry because you're trying to protect yourself or do that. You're angry because somebody cut you off. Or which is that's that destructive anger that eats away causes acid and ulcers in your stomach and acid reflux, and it negatively affects you because that's that uncontrollable anger. But if the anger told, you know what I mean? So that's beautiful. That's a beautiful exercise, because you get to see we can't see ourselves walking. So when the only way, if we don't write it down or somebody else tells us, we have no idea how we walk.
Right. You have no way of seeing it and it being reflected back to you. Like you can't, it's still unreal. It's in your mind, but it doesn't have shape and form.
And you made a good point too.
Right. You made a good point too, Brother Sean, about the endorphins. See, a lot of times when we do become angry at the instant, like you can't, you know, these things that we're mentioning now, these are things that you do when you realize you have an anger issue and you want to daily do these things. But in the instant when you become angry, a lot of the times these things will just completely go out the window.
Right.
All right, forget that today. You know, we're going to do this right now. I'm mad, you know.
Right. Go ahead.
What I wanted to suggest to people, to the audience, to us, all of us, is to laugh. You mentioned about endorphins and laugh. You know, even though if somebody thinks you crazy, it don't matter, you know, what somebody else thinks. Mm-hmm. Laugh, because that it produces endorphins. You know, somebody just pissed you off and made you angry. You're like, all you can do is all
right,
whatever.
Yeah. Right. Right. Not that crazy. Not that crazy psychotic.
No,
laugh.
Not that crazy. Laugh.
don't make them call the police because you laugh like a what the heck? No, just do a happy laugh. Don't do a crazy.
Yeah, do
laugh.
A happy laugh. Right, because you know what you're doing. You know that you're creating endorphins as opposed to poisons, toxins.
Mm-hmm. Right. And dude. I wanna since you while we are developing these strategies, we have that with every word there is a chemical and electrical response. At one point in time, the word anger comes from Latin. We never had a word for anger. We never were angry at each other. And if you look at the movie, the old movie Shaka Zulu, they showed how we warred. We never killed each other in war until the Shaka Zulu came. And he was like, because he had a dream. And when we used to war, like they get on one side and one person would throw a spear, and whoever spear landed closer to the other party without hitting somebody, they won. And that was the end of the war. And Shaka Zulu was like, and he broke out of rank because he had that dream that the Europeans were coming. And he saw his people. He said, we too weak. And he took his spear and he slung it and killed. And they almost killed him because they were like, what are you doing? We don't care. What are you doing? And Shaka was like, that's not war. He hardened up. He made them run with no shoes on. We had shoes on. He's like, no, get your feet hard. He put us like on guerrilla tactics. That always stuck with me through that movie. And if we can change the word angry, and instead of saying I'm angry, say I'm confused. Mm-hmm. It's different. Endorphins associated with confused and angry, because that's a European word. So we get his energy with that. So when we, like you said, as we write in that journal, we can change our language about how we feel. We don't have to use their word. We can use their method without using their dangerous, toxic words. I'm depressed. Mm-hmm. What do you mean? You might be, huh? That's how they describe that when we watch the movies and the TV shows. That's how we picked up on what angry was, what happy, depressed. Those ain't even our words. White people, you know what I mean? So I love so I'm just saying that's a suggestion for us because we need our own way of examining ourselves with our own words because eventually we're going to have our language.
And just the fact that when you love yourself and see your own self-worth and self-value, you don't feel, you're not doing it out of hatred for another people or anything like that. You're doing it because you have a unique experience through life that's different from another people. And so you're going to need a unique healing experience as well that is equal to the disease, this dis-ease part of your growing through life. So you don't have, because words are powerful, and we must begin to understand when those words are thoughts, like you just mentioned, each word, each thought has a chemical component. And it will be dropped into your bloodstream, and it will be carried to all of the parts of your body, and the weakest organ in your body is going to catch it because it's not able to protect itself. Now, if you keep doing that consistently, it's just like the principle of the water dripping on a rock. After a period of time, it's going to wear that organ out. It's going to wear that rock away. And it's the same thing. So we're trying to get persons to interrupt that process by awareness with your knowledge and understand the damage that it is involved in being angry all the time.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's that same principle that water drip, 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 and drip on the rock
right.
is going to wear it away. And then, like we've already said, energy, emotions are energy. So when mm-hmm. we have those emotions or that energy, it's blocked inside of your body somewhere, and it lodges in a particular organ. That's what creates high blood pressure, stroke,
mm-hmm.
heart attack, cancer, and different
mm-hmm.
diseases, because that energy is there and it's blocking the flow. Remember when I was saying that your program, when you're programmed, you have to have it, it goes along a flow. So when that energy,
mm-hmm.
the flow of your energy is blocked, wherever the weakest organ, that's where that energy is blocked in there, and it begins to wear away at that organ.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and so then some of – go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead, sis. Go ahead. It's your time.
No, I thought you was going to make a comment, you know, in response to that. I didn't want to cut your thought off.
No, go ahead.
Okay. So I was just saying, you know, when that blockages – when those blockages occur, that's when disease set in, and then in our ability to come out of that disease state of being, you know, like meditation, chakra healing, the
mm-hmm.
you know, the different things that you guys have that you talk about each week with the you know, you sniff it in 22 seconds, the oil,
right.
yeah. You know, all of these different things, we, you know, even with the minerals, the crystals and different things where we begin to, but the awareness has to be up here at the top, the awareness of what's taking place, so that when you, the next opportunity that comes along and you get an opportunity to become angry, you choose differently.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That's, and I just wanted for our audience, that that's not no mystery science on how anger and this energy disrupts a particular, the weakest spot,
mm-hmm.
because everything is atoms and the electron shell is the energy, because that's the energy in your body.
Mm-hmm.
So when this negative energy, for instance, your kidney might be the weakest spot. So when this
mm-hmm.
energy is in that particular organ, it corrupts the electron of your kidney, and the weakest molecule or atom will be the electron shell will be corrupted. This is the this is what they call a free radical. It is a
right.
molecule or atom that has a corrupted electron shell. It's missing electron, and this negative energy is a cause of it. It can cause
right.
eating poor, you know, that's one of the causes, just like poor diet. But the energy, that is right there, because that's self-created. So that's you killing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Just like if somebody, you go to the hospital and you go on, you think you got a cold, and the doctor comes in and be like, man, you got cancer. And you just, your whole... It's like you look, you become sick right there,
mm-hmm.
and leave and be like, just because that energy that went through you, it just, like you said, it's changing you. It's going through your bloodstream, it's pumping, and it's going to change you into whatever energy you are vibrating at, you are producing.
Right, right. And when you accept that thought, and because, you know, I think I shared last week about how when my mother, when she was a child, how the doctors had given up on her and they said all manners of things. And then my grandparents took over and they created a totally different environment. And she responded to those thoughts and to that environment and to that love. And love
mm-hmm.
being the most powerful form of healing, then she was able to come out of that state of mind, that state of belief. You know, because our belief, when we accept something, we believe it, we manifest it in our bodies. And the fact that we're manifested, the reality, some people don't even think that we're under we're in spiritual warfare. Some people
exactly.
don't believe
wow.
that. But you got to understand, you got to face, you got to, like the one thing it says, accept the reality of things and be able to protect yourself according to the reality of things. What's real, you know, the saying is let's keep it real. You know, the real is that we are under spiritual attack and we must protect ourselves.
Man, that's, you know, and like you said, maybe that sense of entitlement of anger is part of that spirit. They make us think that we, because they give us that angry black woman on TV and the movies, and they so they make you think you're entitled to be angry. But just like you said, that is that psychological spiritual warfare where they are wanting you to be angry.
Right.
Because you're getting that toxic anger. Wow.
Right. And it's the same way with fear. It's the same. And what really got me to look at it, when, okay, it's the same chemical that's produced with fear.
Exactly. That cortisol.
And I never thought that. I never thought, mm-hmm. like, anger has the same chemical component as fear.
Mm-hmm. And they become addictive. And you put your, that's why the roller coasters, people want that adrenaline rush. Oh, I'm a speed junkie. I'm this. We put ourselves in that situation to get that energy, to get those chemicals, because we don't know how to do it on a higher elevation. So we make an argument. We make you angry. I put myself in a dangerous situation all the time so I can get that adrenaline rush, my fix, because I don't know how to get it from love and God, because I don't have a knowledge of myself.
Oh, yeah, right, absolutely. And then I've known cases where people get into arguments. These are couples or people who are having an intimate relationship, and they like arguing, and then right after that, having an intimate physical relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And that's their way, and that's their everyday. That's their how they see making or having a physical relationship. That's what they have become addicted to.
Wow.
Yes, exactly. And that's the only way they can get it on, is if to put themselves in that situation. If you don't argue with me, you don't love me, you ain't showing me no emotions. It's like, what? I'm in control of my emotions. But that's the situation. I mean, like I say, with thrill seekers, people put themselves in those situations which are dangerous because you're getting toxic energy. Man.
Right. And they're addicted to that toxic. Okay. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, sis.
No, I was just going to say, Sister Denise, I know if you had any questions. I didn't know if there was any questions.
Only
so
30
we
minutes
ran
left
out of
now.
Time.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I knew I was ready. We both was ready. Sister Fatima, we both was anticipating this because, like I said, I mean, you know, we love all our different perspectives, but, you know, the way that you was coming at it, you know, we was anticipating to hear that. So, I mean, that's what we need. We need us to evaluate ourselves and all of our little conditions that we are in, so we can get our, because if we don't get it, we already see this world say you're going to live to 75, 78, 80, 83. We can live longer.
Right.
Look, I think not.
Yeah, I think that's what I say. You know, we on the messenger side, so we're living.
Right. What the problem is, I see that some of the ones that have been blessed with the knowledge of the how to eat to live, the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, all of the guidance given to us by Minister Farrakhan, we still are having difficulty. You know,
you're right.
That's because we're not studying, and it's we're not applying what we study. Because see, I'm guilty even in my wealth. I mentioned about the wealth builders, and I'm a part of that. And I have come to realizing how the energy and how we're not meant to be poor. We're not meant to be not having wealth. And I'm so thankful that Allah has guided my footsteps towards knowing that wealth is gold, real money is gold, and these paper fiat notes is not real money. It's just an idea. The money that we're functioning off of is just a man's idea. They came up with this idea and they presented it to the masses of the people, and the masses of the people have bought it hook, line, and sinker. So we took away the gold, all of that, you know, and forbid people to have gold, but they saved it for themselves. So then here you come with this opportunity where here's a man who had a dream. He wanted to save people and help the grassroots people to accumulate wealth. And his dream was to see all people being able to be wealthy, or to be able to have an abundance in life. And so when coming into that kind of arena or that kind of environment, I am guilty of, because in the teachings we have the same thing. We know that we're supposed to have wealth here on earth. We know that we're supposed to have the abundance of life. This has been given to us, but we have not applied the teachings. We have taken it and we've sat on it, and we've not built it and become creative in our thinking to be able to move forward. We've just been, you know, some of us are just so spiritual. We've gotten so spiritual. We just sit around and think, you know, abracadabra. I'm gonna create some wealth, some mansions. I'm gonna just twist my nose, and you know, and all of this gonna happen, but it don't happen that way.
All right, so you guys, we gotta wrap it up. It's 8:01.
8:01.
The show has actually ended. So thank you, Sister Fatima. We'll have to
thank you for having me
another show for that topic.
Yes. Absolutely.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
It was wonderful.
Thank you, love.
Thank you,
love you guys. And we'll
love
talk
you
again,
too.
Inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Inshallah.
Wa alaikum salam.
Wa alaikum salam. And thank you to all of our listeners, those that tuned in live and listen on the replay. We greatly appreciate you. And tune in next week for another episode of the Health and Wellness Power Hour. Peace.